This podcast is a recording of a show that's already happened. Please do not try and text the radio station or enter any competitions as the show has now finished. Enjoy. Woo!
Just feel that beat singing.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Monday.
West Ham manager David Moyes says he's no closer to naming a new captain after Declan Rice left the club to join Arsenal. The England midfielder's long-awaited £105 million transfer across London was finally confirmed over the weekend. Moyes wants time to think about who will lead his team in the new season.
Players come and go from all clubs, so not just our club. I've had it before in the past as well. So you move on, you find a new way of preparing, getting things done, and we will do.
Rice, baby. I'm so happy.
Is that the chant?
Yes, Declan. Rice, baby. He looks... Listen, I don't want to upset any West Ham fans. I think he's been an amazing player for you. He looks good. You can't deny it. He looks good in an Arsenal kit. He looks like a winner. Doesn't
that's how to not upset West Ham fans.
With Adventure Island, Southend has the best weather in the UK. Come and enjoy a day out today.
An overcast but bright day continues across much of Essex. Some places may see some brief thundery showers later, and temperatures on your big drive home reaching 23 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Tennis was amazing.
I actually watched it.
Oh, it was incredible.
I missed it all.
Oh, it was good. You worked.
I worked a lot.
Phenomenal. He was amazing.
I'm glad that the other... No, I won't say it.
Djokovic.
No, I'm glad
he didn't want Djokovic to win.
No,
I see, like,
he's won
clip,
too much.
Didn't he get mad?
Oh, he smashed his racket to pieces. I mean, I've done that in the studio, to be fair, when stuff doesn't work. But it still, it doesn't look great on telly.
I thought you could get disqualified for that, though, if you...
You get a conduct warning. It's right. Not like... It's just such a different game to football, isn't it? I mean, when you watch it, it's such a different game. A conduct warning.
Yeah, they've got a bat in their hand. That's the difference.
They've got the racket.
Yeah.
But even the fact it's dead quiet, and I always think with tennis, it's got to be dead quiet. But you go to a football match, it's the noisiest place you've ever been to.
I love watching tennis. I think it's brilliant.
No, it's great. Yeah. No, I mean, I can't understand when one person coughs and they go, excuse me, players are ready. It's like, what, that's going to put the player off? Surely they're in a zone.
I understand it at snooker.
But darts used to be like that. Now darts is loud and it hasn't affected the darts. They're still good.
Exactly, yeah, I don't understand.
I think if they were actually playing tennis and everyone's going, Djokovic. It would fire you up.
A light, is that the chant that you're
going that's
with?
That's what I'm going with,
A light drum and bass underneath the men's final at Wimbledon.
But it's weird, isn't it? Because there's certain games that are dead quiet. Snooker's dead quiet.
Yeah,
golf.
Because you should, when they're just about to take a shot, going, come on, Roddy O'Sullivan! Just as he's just about to
play. Yeah.
But you don't get that. Cricket is well noisy. Used to be quite quiet. Now there's chanting going on.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, it's rowdy.
Whenever Joe Root's bowling, they go, and everyone does the noise. And it's like, it's turned into more football. It's turned into more like group cheering. But there's certain sports like tennis, snooker, and darts used to be really quiet. But now darts is really noisy.
It's like Indian cricket as well. I've saw some news clips of when there's a massive cricket
match. Yeah,
it's
like Premier League football.
Yeah, it's like a night out. Yeah.
We should change tennis.
Let's go!
This is where hit music lives. If you play the hits live from the Icon Building. This is The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
How about this? He's spicy, he's curry, his name is Andy Murray. That'd be brilliant, wouldn't it? That's a good one, isn't it?
So good.
Yeah, good.
This is...
I'll come up with some more.
It's please don't.
All right, it's just gone three. Big Drive Home is on with Niall Horan.
Chris and Scott, weekdays from three. And it's live.
Live.
I like that.
It's Chris and Scott. It's 3 till 6 and it's live. It's Monday. It's the big drive home across this fine county of Essex. It's a big county.
It is.
It's a fine county.
The biggest, I'd say.
How was your weekend? You worked a lot this weekend, didn't you?
I did. I had 4 gigs. We're quite ready. It was very good. We was all over the place. Tom comes to my gig, which was really, really good.
You come to my gig. You went to the Hornchurch one, didn't you?
Yes,
Rewind.
I did. Yeah, it was good.
He was well excited. He left there Friday, didn't you?
Yeah.
And went straight there.
Do you know what? He actually done me a massive favour as well. Because I was going straight there because I had a gig in Wales before. Tom went and picked up my son, Kevin, with his girlfriend.
Good lad.
And picked him up. And it was lovely to see Tom. I gave him a shout out. I gave Ross and John a shout out. They didn't turn up.
Not even there.
I spoke about Radio Essex on stage. Brilliant. I had a little bit of time because I was doing some music went off at one point.
Generator broke, didn't it?
It did. Do you know what, though? They
done the same people that designed this studio that designed that.
Yeah, they put the Lego back together because it had fallen over.
Yeah.
They put it back together and it all worked. But no, it was, you know, it didn't ruin it. It was really, really good. Although I've just travelled today from Manchester.
Yeah.
I've just got the train, so I've actually got my stuff with me. I've been away the whole weekend. I missed my train this morning, and I thought, oh, no, like, what am I going to do? So I went up to this guy at the ticket desk, and he went to me. I went, excuse me, mate. I said, I don't know if you can help me. I'm in a bit of a pickle. I said, I've just missed my train by about 3 minutes. I said, is my, like, ticket, like, you know, changeable or whatever? Can I get on a different service? He looked at it, he went, no, mate, you can't.
Oh, you were on a set train.
So on a set train, I had to get that train. Oh. And I was like, oh, no. And he went, it's like 85 quid. Like, the cheapest ticket I could do is 85 quid. And I went, oh, okay. And he went, so you just got from 5.
Brilliant.
And I said, the very same.
If it helps the £85 scenario, then yes, I am.
Yes, I am. And he went, 1 second. And he tapped the guy. He went, it's free now.
And just brilliant. That's what just our mere mortals like me and Tom. That's exactly what we want to hear, isn't it?
Yeah.
I went, if you haven't got any money, no one's going to help you. If you're Scott from 5, it's fine. I'll tell you what, mate. You've missed your train. Take my car. Here's the keys. Love when the lights go out. Take the car. Just leave it somewhere in Essex. I'll come and get it.
And then, so I got on the train. I said, thank you so much, mate. I got on the train, which was 45 minutes later than the train. So I thought, I'm definitely going to miss the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
But then with connections, I just managed to get here on time.
Connections as in people you know, or connections as in your train connections?
Well, they got me a helicopter. No, I'm joking. No,
Richard Branson rung up and said, listen, mate, I've got a Virgin plane come from Manchester.
Oh, it's Radio Essex, not Virgin. And I got here. It's going to be safe.
Excellent. I've had no favours done for me this weekend. I just, went out for a lovely night on Friday night. Bit of a barbecue in the rain. It was nice, actually.
Barbecue in the rain sounds British. Different.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. So that was nice. And then, pretty much I had a bad stomach on Saturday.
Did you have to pay for the burgers?
What do you mean?
At the barbecue?
No, it was a friend's house.
Oh, so you got a favour.
Yeah, they got favours. It wasn't because I was Chris from the radio. It was because we're
yes,
mates.
Yes, he was. He wants another free burger.
Not many people pay to go to their friend's barbecues.
No, I don't know.
I never thought of that. You could charge on entry, couldn't you?
I do.
So that was good. And then, it felt a bit ropey on Saturday evening. We went out for breakfast on Saturday morning. I won't say where. Me and Karen both felt really rough within about 3 hours. And then Sunday, it's all right. So,
completely, mate.
Now, back in the building. What I'd like to know is how many days you've got left of the school term. If you're on the school run right now, send me a voice note in your best, most excited voice and say, 3 days left, and tell the summer holidays.
I like that.
Just to get us into that summer mood. With tunes like this as well. Jax Jones, Fireboy DML. Radio Essex, Jax Jones, Fireboy DML. That is a catchy tune. Me and my guitar, 17 minutes after 3, Chris and Scott on the big drive home for Monday. So what I was trying to ask you to do, and I was a bit rushed, but what I wanted you to do is, if you're on the school run now, you've probably got either 1, 2, or 3 days left at school.
Yeah.
Because it's happening a lot of people Friday, half day Friday, Thursday, a lot of people breaking up on Wednesday as well. So I want to know if you're on the school run right now, probably one for the kids because you're not driving, hopefully. So you can then send us a voice note with your most excited voice and go, hi, Chris and Scott, 3 days to go.
Yeah.
And it will just get, it's a little bit sleep still Santa.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of sleep still Santa, but it's a bit of fun.
I don't know the words to that, so I'm not going to sing that.
No, we're not going to make up a song. We'll just get you to do the voice notes and say how many days you've got left until summer is finally at your house.
Nice.
Send your voice notes through now. If you haven't got the app, you can download it wherever you get your apps from. Just search for Radio Essex and you will find it on there. And you can send your voice notes through the app. Okay, and how long have you got till you break up, Shelley?
Hi, I'm Ella Rose, and I've got...
Oh, Shelley's mum is on their phone. Ella Rose.
2 days left.
2 days left. Let's go here.
Hi, Chris and Scott. It's Ali
4 days to go.
4 days to go for Leanne and Pitsy. Jack and Josh, Grange Primary School.
Hi, Chris and Scott. 2 days at school.
Get yours in. Let us know how many days you've got left of school. We'll get you on. Calvin Harris, Ellie Goulding, his miracle. It's Radio Essex, Dua Lipa and New Rules. Lisa C says 2.5 days to go. Not quite the same as a voice note, but I'm still in school. Can't wait for a half day finish on Thursday. Then no kids or teachers for 6 whole weeks.
Sounds a little bit too excited.
It was a bit, yeah. Let's go to your voice notes. How long have you got left at school?
It's Mary. I have 4 days to go, but my brother's only got 2.
Oh, I bet you're not ruining him a lot for that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
when it gets to Wednesday and you're like, oh, I'm probably just going to stay here for a while.
Might have a lay-in.
Jack and Lucas, what you got for us?
Hi, Chris and Scott. We've got 3 days left at school from Jack and Lucas. Yay!
3 days left. School runners in Essex, how long have you got left at school? And then on the day when you've left, like if it's Wednesday and that's your last day, we can get you to go, hey, summer's here. Woo.
Nice.
Woo, like that. Like, just like that. Woo. Yeah. Woo. Yeah, that's it. Sounds good in my head. So we'll do that whenever it happens. Oh, three. Zara Larson, end of time. Radio Essex, Monday, A120 eastbound, Coggeshall. A bit of a crash there. Something's going on there that's slowing the traffic down. That's the A120 Coggeshall eastbound. Joel Corey, Becky Horn, history. 3:35 on the big drive home. We are looking for your, how long you got left at school, because the summer holidays are here, and getting some voice notes like this.
We have 3 more days left of school, and you should do a school completed it, mate.
That's a really good idea.
Why are the young children coming up with better ideas than you, producer Tom? Just saying, because like Jessica really doesn't sound as old as you. She didn't sound that far away from you in age, but Jessica, how old are you? Send us a little text, just let us know how old you are, because that's one of the best ideas I've ever heard.
Do you want my job, Jessica?
Well, I think She's earned your job.
She deserves your job. She's going to have your job.
She's asking the question as well. She's like,
3 days left of school, and you should do a school completed it, mate.
She knows that you haven't thought of it. That's why she said it. Yeah. She knows she's not gone, nah, someone would have thought of that. Makes perfect.
They've probably already got this on lockdown.
Yeah, they base their show on the whole, every day they've done this for the last 3 years. Monday, completed it, mate. Of course they're going to do a term, completed it, mate. Of course they are.
Yeah.
Great primary school.
It wouldn't be that silly.
It wouldn't be, but Jessica, just in case you hadn't thought of it, put it on her voice note.
Well,
so, Jessica, you're amazing. You're better than producer Tom. let's go here.
Hi, Christmas Scott.
Am I called Christmas?
Christmas. Is that Christmas?
Is my name Christmas? Is it?
Little bit,
is that my name, though?
Well, it's going to be from now on.
Is my name Christmas, though?
Hi, Christmas Scott.
Christmas Scott.
We have...
No, they're calling you Christmas Scott. They think the big drive home is presented by Christmas Scott, which is you. So this is for you.
Hi, Christmas Scott. We have 4 more sleeps. Holidays.
4 more sleeps to Christmas Scott. 4 more sleeps to Christmas Scott. It's Radio Essex with Marley Cyrus and Jaded. Chris and Scott on the big drive home for Monday. Jessica, who sent us this voice note earlier with some of the best ideas for the show we've ever heard. And we've got a producer. Jessica, what did you say? Oh, it's broken. It would have been really good if I could have just been able to reply it again. Let me try that again.
Oh.
And you should do a school completed it, mate.
Yeah, see, that's a good idea.
It's a good, really good
school
idea.
Completed it, mate, which we said Tom would normally come up with ideas like that.
Yeah.
But Jessica, how old are you, Jessica?
I'm 8 years old.
Eight.
She's eight.
8 years old and is smashing the producing job.
She's got better ideas.
She would have had my buttons up just now as well. There would have been stuff happening.
I mean, she would have preempted that. She would have noticed that Chris didn't have his white fader.
Because producing me, it's a good idea to just double check everything.
I mean, I'm sure
the buttons are pressed. And
I'm slightly worried that when Chris was having his little breakdown there where he couldn't play,
nothing was happening.
I know that he was meant to have his white fader up. I could see it. I could see
wasn't
that, but I was enjoying myself too much.
he knows loads about the radio now. Oh, yeah, we got one of these as well. No. Exit. Jesus, this is falling apart. This literally, nothing works.
Exit is the biggest county. Around the
world. Essex is the biggest county around the world. Al in South Ockington says, hey guys, don't usually get to listen to your work, but Helen and I have extended the fine county of Essex to Jamaica for the last 2 weeks.
Excellent.
Alas, we travel back tonight. Listening to Radio Essex in the sun with the palm trees has been great. Going to miss the jerk chicken and the rum punch. You can still eat and drink both those things.
You can.
In your back garden in South Ockington. It's not quite the same looking at the picture you've sent us, but there are palm trees around Essex. There's some on South End Beach.
Yes.
So you can just sort of glance at those and remember when you were in Jamaica.
Have you had a bottle of Carib? If not,
must have had.
Very good.
Must have had. Enjoy Jamaica. Safe travelling. And we'll look forward to having you back, Al from South Ockington. Radio Essex on the big drive home for Monday. This is a great new tune. Olivia Rodrigo, she brought us Driver's License, and this is excellent. It's called Vampire, and it plays on the big drive home. It's Radio Essex. It's Radio Essex, Justin Bieber and the brilliant Peaches on the big drive home for Monday. It's Chris and Scott. Are we doing okay? A120 eastbound, got problems around Coggeshall. Also A12 southbound from Junction 28 at the football stadium down to Junction 27 at Cymbeline Way. There's an obstruction on the road. Slow traffic. The police have let us know about that. It's an obstruction on the road between 28 and 27 southbound on the A12. We'll keep an eye on that for you. Flow Cardboard Box next up on Radio Essex. Radio Essex with Flow and Cardboard Box. Chris and Scott at the big drive phone. More coming up after four, and we'll update the latest on the roads as well. And Stevie with the headlines next at four.
And 21 Just Stop All protesters have been arrested in London. It follows weeks of disruption at high-profile events including the Proms, Wimbledon and the Chelsea Flower Show. Sport. Australia cricketer Josh Hazlewood says they've learnt to expect the unexpected when facing England. Ben Stokes and Brendan McCullum have selected Moeen Ali to bat at number 3 in the 4th Ashes Test, which gets underway at Old Trafford on Wednesday. Hazlewood says England's positive approach has been refreshing.
After you play cricket for a long time, you not get sick of the same old stuff, but it's good to see a new challenge, and it's probably brought the best out in a few of our guys from the other side of it.
Australia have a 2-1 lead in the series with 2 matches remaining.
Weather. With Adventure Island, Southend has been crowned the sunniest place in the UK. Come and enjoy a day out today.
A clear and dry night ahead with the bright sunny spells with us well into the evening. Temperatures on your big drive home still reaching 22 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
With the oil protest, did you see the last leg on Channel 4 on Friday night?
No.
Did you see? I was watching it.
So what did they do? Just run on?
Yeah, I didn't watch it live. I was at a friend's barbecue, but I saw it on Saturday, and I normally watch him record it. And, yeah, they were just chatting like they normally do. He was going through his monologue at the beginning, and they just sort of dived onto the stage with all the golden confetti. But the problem is with a show like that, you don't know whether it's part of the show or not. Because all the people in the audience thought it's a gag. But then it wasn't. They didn't know whether it was a gag or not. And I don't even think the people knew whether it was a gag or not.
I used to like the protesters that, what was it called, Fathers for Justice?
Fathers for Justice.
They would scale Buckingham Palace dressed Superman. I think if you're going to do a protest, dress up a bit.
Definitely.
Make an effort.
But they did have the high vises on and that, and then all the host then put the high vis on and stuff and threw gold confetti around. But I'm still not 100% convinced whether it was real or whether it was a gag.
It might not have been a setup, but it might have been like wink, wink, nudge, nudge, security having a breakdown.
You can get in,
Where hits music lives.
Give me a scream if you're from Essex, throughout here!
This is Radio Essex, the hits music station. Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
Got me thinking if they came in here and did a protest in here and did the confetti, we'd be like, guys, it's the radio, no one knows this happened. They're just hearing Harry Styles. Turn it up
Radio Essex.
Right, just gone 4 o'clock on the big drive home. Let's continue to get you home for Monday, the weekend. This is popular. It's Radio Essex, David Guetta, BB Rexha, and I'm good. It's 4:10 on the big drive home. Millions of us are trying to save time. We're all trying to save time in life. We're always trying to do things so we can have more time to do the things we enjoy.
Yeah.
So millions of us are now speeding up TV shows to save time. You know, when you've got a podcast, you can listen at twice the speed.
Why would you do that?
Because you can. And it means you can then listen to twice as many podcasts.
No, just stop doing it.
Well, now they've moved this to Netflix and Apple TV. You now have an option on Netflix and Apple to watch episodes twice the pace. The bedroom scenes are funny. It's like if you play Benny Hill music in the background, they're really funny. Dialogue is at double speed, but can still be understood. And a new study's found that 27% of viewers, there's one in four, more than one in four, have started doing this.
No, right, okay. Can I? That's awful, right? Acting is an art, right? Like these actors, they're putting so much into the delivery,
yeah,
of
what they do what and how they portray their characters.
I mean, that would the opposite of that is like me doing a gig and doing it at double speed so I can get to the bar quicker. I wouldn't do that because it doesn't make any sense.
You would if you could get away with it. You say you wouldn't, but you would if you could get away with it.
I wouldn't, you know.
You've never thought about it, actually. That's what's happened there. You're now going, maybe when the lights come up. Yeah, that works. Can we have a listen to how would you play a link from our podcast and speed it up and see if so? This is a link that we did. When did we do this?
This was last month.
This is a link we did last month. No, that needs bleeping, not speeding up. So this is a link off Radio Essex that we did, and we sped it up double speed. Just see if it works.
We drive home One Republic, and I ain't worried. It's 10 past 4. We talked about this last week on the show that a zoo, I think it was Blackpool Zoo, were looking to hire people that would be willing to dress up as a giant bird. Do you remember?
Yeah, no,
to scare other birds away. So it's to scare seabirds away.
Yeah, it's going really well.
It is working really well.
No,
you've got the job.
100%.
Yeah, it's a good job.
Yeah, no, it's really, really good.
They did an update today, nearly 200 people from around the world applying for this job.
Unlucky.
To scare seagulls away. People have applied from countries such as Australia, India, Uganda, Ukraine. I mean, the people have applied from everywhere. Some have even sent in videos of themselves in bird outfits as they're auditioning for Big Brother.
We just before we put the mics up, we said to Tom how much it was.
Us at double speed.
I don't like
And
that.
I understood everything that was just said. I know the Blackpool are looking for new people.
I understood it, but it's not how we delivered it. I don't know. Let me tell you where I sit on it. I'm out. I'm not in for purely on the basis that, as I say, actors are doing a performance.
Of course, yeah.
And it's stupid.
Does anyone listen to podcasts? Because I know podcasts can be listened to a lot faster. Does anyone do that? Or audio books? They want to get through the book quicker so they listen to it faster. 81400, put the word Essex in the front of your message. That'll be interesting. It is 13 minutes after 4. This is Big Brother Fans for Radio Essex. Radio Essex, rudimental. Maybe I should just speak twice the speed. That might work better for me.
Rudimental,
Charlotte Plank and Dancing is Healing, 14 minutes after 4. Laura says, I just found out you can fast forward TikTok videos. I wouldn't fast forward a podcast, but definitely some of that stuff.
Yeah. A lot of people didn't know that you could. Like, you could literally just, like, you don't have to watch the whole TikTok, you just move the cursor along.
Yeah. And then you don't. Something else I want to talk about was that party on Friday night. We were talking at the dinner table, because I went to a dinner party, because I'm, like, an adult on that. We went to a dinner party.
Yeah.
It was nice. We sat around a table and you have conversation with people.
Yeah, I know.
This is what happens when I take myself out of my house playing FIFA, and I go and see actual people and dinner party.
Amazing. Well done,
really
Chris.
Good. Had a conversation, got around to the subject of kissing on the lips, not husband and wife, just generally. And there's a couple of people that didn't think that was quite normal, that you can do kissing on the lips. Like when you see somebody, go, oh, hello, Sarah, I haven't seen you for ages, and straight on the lips.
I think it's craziness. So if I see... You know, Jerry has some friends around, and they come over. They go, "Oh, hello, Scott. Nice to see you." You give them a
kiss
little
on the cheek.
Give a little like hug, kiss on the cheek, don't you?
And they
do the same back. It would be mental if
would it?
Mental.
Mental. You go with.
I am. Yeah.
Okay. Well, if my mate, see, I'm not sure if it's somebody, if it's friend. I don't know.
Even if I know this mate of yours,
I think it's happened to me, and I don't think it was such a big deal in my head.
What?
But my mate, I've seen my mate who's in his 30s say goodbye to his mum, and it was a lip kiss. It was only a lip kiss. There was nothing else creeping in. but I did think to myself,
that's weird.
I don't do that with my mum.
No.
So that is weird.
I think so. You know, listen, each to their own. But I
literally,
But I think it's weird. Like, for example, I've got 8-year-old daughters.
Yeah.
I would say goodnight to them, I kiss them on the lips.
Yeah.
Some people think that's weird. Some people would think that was weird.
I think that's okay, because they're young. I mean, in fact, with Kirsty, I used to kiss her like that, like, to bed night, kiss her on the lips. But I wouldn't do that now. She's a grown woman. No. To have a hug, kiss on the cheek. But maybe I should just be able to kiss her on the lips.
I would kiss David Beckham on the lips. No, that's not what I meant to say. No, that's not what I meant to say.
It's true.
It is true, though. David Beckham got into like this whole thing
and
on
Brad,
the internet.
And Brad Pitt at Wimbledon, just saying.
Years ago.
On Earth,
I know, what a guy.
60 years old.
What a guy.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Kissing him on the lips.
And George Clooney. George Clooney.
Yeah,
kissed on the lips.
Do you remember Richie out of five? Oh, sorry, that's gone weird.
He's got it. That's gone weird.
Yeah, go on.
So years ago, David Beckham, he kissed his daughter on the lips, and it was like uproar, and people were like, that's so weird, it's inappropriate. And I was like, no, it's not. He's kissing his daughter on the lips. I wouldn't be kissing my mum on the lips.
No. So even though my friend's mum was kissing her son on the lips, the fact he's 33 makes it weird in my head.
Was it weirder when you could either kiss?
Yes, when she went to kiss me. And she kissed me on the cheek. So I was like, what?
What's going on?
Yeah, I don't know if it's weird. On the text, you can let us know. You're always a good barometer for us, actually, Essex. You do seem to know whether it's the right thing. I've got a feeling this is 50-50. So, we're not talking about dads and young kids. We're not talking about that. We're talking about adults. We're talking about my mate who's 35 because... I've got a feeling my gran used to do that. I used to put my head to the side and then she'd suddenly be in front of my face. The whiskers and that. I actually do vaguely remember that.
See,
I don't know if it's an old person thing.
I don't know if and you get past, like, there will be a point when I don't kiss the twins on the lips.
Of course,
I don't know what age that is, 37, I think. I'm joking.
Yeah.
It will be 10 or something.
It will just happen with me and Kirsty. It was just a natural time. It's like that's not a thing anymore.
Yeah. I don't know.
All those things are natural. But the fact that Harry's 18 now, he doesn't sit on my lap anymore. But there would have been a time
last week.
But there would have been a time where one day he used to sit on my lap. And that was the last time he ever did it. And we don't know what that day is or what that... You don't know, do you? It's just natural.
Last Thursday.
But yeah, what about you? A1400, put the word Essex in a friendly message. Grab us on the app as well. Kissing on the lips, what do you reckon? It's Radio Essex on the Big Drive Home with Taylor Swift and Cruel Summer.
You don't have to be beautiful.
Talking about kissing.
To turn me on.
And there's a lot of you that have something to say about kissing on the lips. Not in a couple situation.
No.
In general day-to-day life. Lou says, wouldn't kiss another adult on the lips except for my husband. Cheeks okay, if you know them.
Yeah.
Cheeks is fine. Joan Braintree says, hi Chris and Scott, I kiss both my mum and dad on the lips. They're in their 70s and 80s, and I kiss my father-in-law on his lips. He's 89, says Joan Braintree. What are we thinking about that?
In a weird way,
yeah.
I think now, like 89, 70, 80, like, I don't know, it's feeling like that might be okay now, but like...
Because they're old enough.
Because they're old enough. It's like, yeah, it's different.
Okay.
But I wouldn't do it. This is the thing, it's divisive, isn't it? It doesn't, like, I'm not saying, I can't believe you do it, but I don't get it. But if you do it, then you do it.
Chris, X used to think it was okay to kiss my mates on the lips.
No.
So I did it to her sister. All changed then, says Anonymous.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. I wouldn't feel comfortable if one of my wife's friends tried to kiss me on the lips.
Yeah.
I would move my head and then I would say to Kerry, get rid of your friend because she's not your friend because she's trying to kiss me on the lips. I would find it weird.
It was completely normal.
I would find it really weird.
Sarah Johnson says, I still kiss my mum and dad on the lips and I don't have a problem with it. It's my mum and dad at the end of the day, same as my nan and granddad. My teenage son kisses me on the lips and so does my 30-year-old daughter. I don't see the problem. It's my family. People just read way too much into things and are too judgmental these days. And I think it's those people that are the weird ones. If you think being able to kiss your own kids, no matter what age, is wrong, you're the weird ones, says Sarah in Chelmsford.
But, yet again, that's Sarah's thing, not my thing. I'm okay with it. I wouldn't do it. That's, you know.
81400, put the word Essex in the front of your message. I think the parents thing is different. I'm more interested in the friendship thing. in the friendship circles where you're like, oh, hello, I haven't seen you for ages, and then you've got that one person that always goes for the lips.
Yeah, because it's in your family, I think it is each to their own, isn't it?
Of course,
And I suppose in general it is, but I think that's weird when you're kissing your mates on the lips willy-nilly. You know, yeah. What's going on?
Yeah, okay.
COVID.
Yeah, because that's the reason it's weird. Yeah, COVID. A1400, put the word Essex in the front of your message. Grab us on the app as well. And, we'll talk more on that very soon. Jonas Brothers and Waffle House. Big drive home. It is 4:31. There's Niall Horan. He greets you with slow hands, which is a little bit weird. don't like it. I prefer the kiss on the lip, actually, if I'm being honest.
Kiss me not.
I'll be like, make your hands go faster. Way too slow. But there's loads of situations where you don't quite know what to do. I was watching the tennis on the finals yesterday, which was an incredible, probably the best final I've ever seen in the tennis.
Don't it
was
amazing. I missed it.
I know you did. That's why I'm keep rubbing it in. It was amazing. But when Princess of Wales, Kate Middleton, was giving out the prizes, you got some people that sort of bowled over and shook her hand, and you're like, don't we have to bow to that one? And then Karen's like, no, it's the king you bow to. And I was like, no, I'm sure you have to bow
She's
to her.
Quite important.
And then one of the tennis players, Djokovic, who goes up first to get his runners-up medal, he sort of bowed. And I was like, see, you are supposed to bow, but there's no lip kissing going on.
No.
I don't think there's any. You don't kiss her at all, do you? You just sort of bow.
I don't think so.
You kiss the Princess of Wales, do you?
No, yeah. I don't think you kiss the family.
Oh,
love.
All right, darling. Thank you very much.
Cheers for that. Yeah, I don't know if you do, no.
It was incredible to watch. He Alcaraz, the guy that won it, he's like 12, 13.
He looks so young.
He's the same age as Tom. He's like, he's 20, isn't he?
He's just a bit younger
just
than me.
Just turned 20.
Yeah, he's 21, I think.
Karen said, oh, apparently if he wins this, he's the world number one. I was like, he's already the world number one. But if he wins Wimbledon, then he stays the world number one. If Djokovic wins, he becomes world number one. Wow. So he was already world number one at like 19.
That's unbelievable.
He'd only ever played on grass like 3 times.
I mean, that's talent, isn't it?
He's a clay player, but he just went, oh, well, it can't be that different. And then he tries it, and oh, look, I've won Wimbledon, which is annoying.
Yeah.
To everyone else, isn't it?
Yeah. He's 20.
20, yeah. He's only just turned 2003. Yeah, he's only just turned 20. Couple of facts from Wimbledon, my favourite facts. They did a close-up of Brad Pitt, who looked ridiculously good.
We're going back to Brad Pitt now.
Brad Pitt, yeah. But the stats they said when they put Brad Pitt up on the screen was genius. They went, Brad Pitt is 3 years older than Djokovic and Alcaraz put together.
Wow. That's incredible.
Djokovic is like 36, 37.
Does so Brad Pitt still 15. Look as good as he ever has?
The picture of Brad Pitt, if anyone hasn't seen it, is on the BBC Sport Twitter feed. Yeah, ridiculous. I mean, I what's that film where he gets younger? Benjamin, I can't remember what it is. He's literally taken on that character now. He's actually getting younger.
Wow.
Ridiculous. The second good bit was when Alcaraz talks about Djokovic's age, doesn't he?
Yeah.
But in a comedy way, in almost a Ricky Gervais type comedy way. Have a listen to this.
I started playing tennis, watching you. I mean, since I was born, you know, you already was winning tournaments. You know, it's amazing. You just say that the 36 is the new 26, and you make that happen. You know, in real, but you know, it's amazing.
Wow! He was talking to him, and he was saying Benjamin Button. Thank you, Jack. He was talking to him, and he was like, yeah, I remember you were already winning tournaments when I was born.
That's unbelievable. And now it's like just a backhanded compliment.
It was, yeah. And it was a lot of backhanded compliments throughout the whole afternoon. Backhand smash.
I got it. When you explain the joke,
it makes it less funny. I get that. Radio Essex on the big drive home. LF System and the Hungry. It's 10 to 5. Hope you're doing okay for Monday. Loads going on the roads. M25 clockwise. 26 down to 27. Waltham Abbey round to the M11. Queuing traffic. Traffic taking 25 minutes.
That's unbelievable.
It's a lot of time, isn't it, to get through between a junction.
Yeah.
Time's weird, though, because like I realised when I went into London last week, it's weird when you look at the tubes and when you look at... So if I go to Wickford and they say, the next train Southend is in 10 minutes, I'm like, that's all right. Yeah. That's all right. If I'm on the central line and the orange things come on and say the next train's 10 minutes, I think the world's ended.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm like, I've got to stand here for 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's true.
But on a normal train, I'm fine with that. What's the difference?
There's none, really.
Apart from the fact I'm underground, I suppose.
Well, no, that's one of the big things. I waited 7 minutes for the Circle line earlier, and I was like, 7 minutes?
It's crazy, isn't it? I was on a C2C the other day, and I told myself to make sure I put my mask on.
I know, you still on?
Yeah, I don't know why they're still got that, they're still on the C2C line. Please wear your face mask. But it's my voice, which is even more concerning, because it's me.
And annoying.
And annoying, yeah. It was annoying. Right, 9 minutes to five. Big Drive Home in the 1975. It's Radio Essex on the Big Drive Home. It's the 1975 and Oh Caroline. It's this lad, right?
Go on.
Who's redefined the boundaries of a spontaneous trip after popping over to Ibiza for a night out.
Sorry, what?
You know, like in our lives, if somebody says, do you want to go out to Rayleigh tonight? You're like, Rayleigh? I'm in Wickford. That's... No, oh, no, I can't be doing that. I've got to get an Uber and stuff.
Yeah.
This lad, he was at work. So he works in the UK. And there was a journey from the UK to Ibiza that he wanted to do, like, for a holiday, but he couldn't do it because of work. So he had decided that what he'll do is he wanted to go out at least once with his mates in Ibiza.
Right.
So he basically finished work in London in the afternoon.
5 o'clock or something.
I think the details are here, actually. So Ben finished a meeting at work at 2 o'clock.
Right.
At the National Theatre in London before catching a flight from Stansted here in the Essex at 5 o'clock. He landed in Ibiza at 8:40 p.m., just in time to get ready to go out. Ben dropped his bag at a friend's hotel in San Antonio and set out with his pals to have a good time. The next day, he caught a bus back to Ibiza Airport at 7 o'clock, was back at London Gatwick at 11:50 in the morning, and back at his meeting, which was in Brighton, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's unbelievable.
And it cost him £290.
That's even more
unbelievable. I think fair play to him. That's an incredible thing to do.
No, it's brilliant, but like, it's not many people would go, because it sounds like ag, doesn't it?
Yeah, and also the way they worded it, he was in time for work the next day. He's a guy that finishes work at 2 o'clock in one day and starts at 1 o'clock the next day. He's got a pretty good gig.
He has got a pretty
good finished
gig.
A meeting at 2, and his next day started at 1.
Yeah, with them hours, you could go to Ibiza.
But he would have been at the meeting at 1 o'clock in Brighton thinking, I was at a meeting at 1 o'clock yesterday, and I've been to Ibiza since then.
Yeah, that's the crazy part.
That's pretty incredible. Like that story. It is the Big Drive Home. Monday, news and travel coming up next at 5.
Former Manchester City midfielder IK Gundogan believes his decision to pick Barcelona may have softened up his former boss. Gundogan left City after helping them deliver the treble. He says Pep Guardiola was disappointed to lose one of his finest players.
He took it in kind of a sad way, but on the other side, he was maybe also a little bit happy that I'm joining his childhood club, you know, the club that he loves incredibly much and that he's proud of. So he just wished me all the best.
Pep Guardiola responded, "Who?" He didn't.
Weather. With Adventure Island, Southend has the best weather in the UK. Come and enjoy a day out today.
It will be a dry and clear night with the bright sunny spells lasting well into the evening. Temperatures on your Big Drive Home still reaching 22 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglot. You're up to date.
Thank you, Stevie.
If you leave a job, I'm leaving. But my manager said that was one of the best there.
That's what I just thought. Yeah. Play again. So this was, he's left the job now.
Yes.
And this is what he imagines Pep Guardiola's thinking.
Yes.
Okay, play again.
He took it in kind of a sad way, but on the other side, he was maybe also a little bit happy that I'm joining his childhood club, you know, the club that he loves incredibly much and that he's proud of. So he just wished me all the best.
He just said, all the best, mate.
Yeah.
And then and I was in a corridor somewhere. Pep Guardiola isn't Ted Lasso.
I think Mr. Gundogan, if I've pronounced it properly.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, well done.
You're giving yourself a pat on the back.
What just happened, is it? I think he's delivered the news. Pep Guardiola's went, yeah, nice one. Cheers for that, mate.
Yeah, exactly.
And then he's left and thought, you know what? That's so nice of him.
He's read a lot into that conversation. It was a passing comment because like I said, Pep Guardiola was asked to comment and he's like, who? Oh, good one. Yeah, he's all right.
Oh, yeah, brilliant. Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Right now. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Three to the one like this.
Where hits music lives on Radio Essex.
Right, 5 past 5 on the big drive home. Getting you back for Monday. It's Chris and Scott, and we continue. Dua Lipa from the movie Stevie was just talking about. This is Dance the Night from Barbie.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex, The Weekend, and Take My Breath. Chris and Scott, big drive home here till 6 tonight.
Essex is the biggest county around the world.
It is. Essex is the biggest county around the world. We have listeners listening all over the place. You might be listening outside of traditional Essex. So when you look at a map of Essex, you sort of go up to Clacton, down to Epping. You know, it's Essex.
You know, you'd think it's quite small.
Yeah, you've got a bit of Grays, got a bit of Billericay, got a bit of Wickford, got a bit of Pitsea, got a bit of Colchester, Chelmsford, Bosch, Essex. Done. Southend. Done. Sorted.
Yeah.
Completely, mate.
Yeah.
But there are listeners outside of the traditional Essex map, but because they're listening to Radio Essex, then that would mean that they're in Essex.
We've adopted them.
We've adopted them into the Essex clan. So we call this the greater part of Essex.
Yes.
So you've got Greater Essex. It includes Zimbabwe.
It does.
Perth, Australia.
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. People listening in New York City. And Stuart Little, who's a mouse.
I mean, this is incredible.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
When this come up, I'm proudness.
Yeah.
I'm proud because, I mean, listen, all I'm going to say is I don't think Ross and John have got mice listening to them.
I don't think they do.
I think they just have, like...
I mean, it might be somebody's name. It might be his name. Might be Stuart Little.
No,
but I'm presuming it's the mouse.
Yeah, got a tiny little phone.
He said he's got a little... I think he's using a computer. He's using a mouse and a keyboard. He's another mouse, a different mouse, his friend. He's the mouse. And then there's a little tiny mousey keyboard.
And, I mean, and he's wrote a lovely...
He's got his little paws out. Yeah. He's typed Chris and Scott. That's what's happening.
Can you read it like that?
Yeah, yeah. Loving the tunes. Currently out in West Virginia. He gets surrounded.
Mountain Mama.
West Virginia, working with a US team, providing EMS cover to Boy Scouts of the American Jamboree. I don't know what any of that means.
and a mouse is doing that. That is unbelievable.
He's there supporting the Boy Scouts, and that's what I got from that. The internet is working well, and you're streaming in the team office. There's lots more mouse.
Oh, my.
There's mice now. There's mice now.
Oh, my God.
There's a whole team of mice working in an office helping out the Boy Scouts with the American Jamboree.
Get me a bit of cheese and call me Roger.
Stuart, thank you so much for that, and you are listening in West Virginia with your work colleagues. We are going to add you to the map. There is a map if anyone hasn't seen it yet. RadioEssex.com. If you click on the Chris and Scott pages, you will see the new county of Essex all mapped out for you. And if you're listening right now outside of traditional Essex, let us know. We'll give you a mention at 81400 on the text. Put the word Essex in the front of your message and you can grab us on our app as well. Send a message through there. It's David Kushner as Daylight.
Especially if you're a dog.
Radio Essex on the big drive home. Chris and Scott, thank you so much for having us on. We just spoke to Stuart Little. We didn't speak to him. Obviously, he's a mouse. But he texted us because that makes a lot more sense.
Can't phone in.
Can't phone. He can text. So we got that. That's good. So we spoke to him and on the text. And we thought, actually, why don't we get the end of the show to be done?
By a mouse.
By a mouse.
I mean...
In a squeaky little mousey voice.
I think it's a good idea. I mean, like, if I was... You know, to try it.
On a Monday completed, mate. How would it sound?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get into character, really. One second.
Monday.
That's very good.
Yeah, it's just how I would talk about this.
Monday completed, mate.
What about you, Tom?
Monday completed, mate.
Yeah, if you... And there's a picture of Stuart Little and all the mouse. he's just sent a picture through. There's a lot of sweets on that desk. Oh, it's because it's for the boy brigade. Sorry.
He doesn't look like a mouse. What's going on? That's intruder.
No, I think they're just people. I think the mouse is small and you can't see them in the picture.
The mouse is taking the picture.
I think
Stuart Little's taking the picture.
Yeah, I think so. There's a lot of sweets on that. That's a lot of sweets.
Well, the mouse has collected them.
I'd expect to see little triangles of cheese, but they got like sweets and stuff.
They're upgraded now.
Honey says, can you do a birthday shout? No.
Honey, what do you not understand?
Oh, hang on. Third birthday to the big drive home.
We still can't do it.
No one still cares. July the 20th. When's that?
That's this week.
Wednesday?
Thursday.
No. Thursday, 20 years. Not 20 years.
20 years. 20 years. Is that how long it feels like?
20 years for this guy. 20 years. We've been doing this for 3 years.
Sorry, what you mean by that?
We've been getting away with this for three years. That can't be true.
It is.
3 years?
I know.
Are you kidding me?
3 years.
Three?
Yeah, no. It's mental. I did breakfast
before this for 2 years.
Don't tell the bot.
I've not been here 5 years.
You have. I haven't. You have. It is my third year. It is.
3 years!
Now, when you actually think about it, how have I got the
second? I've only got a year's contract. What's going on?
I know. I can't believe I've got away with it for this long. I really can't.
3 years.
I know. Tom, what is going on? We've been messing about doing this, pretending it's work. It is work. Very hard work.
Yeah.
For 3 years.
That's mind-boggling. Probably more so for you guys,
I'd
imagine.
I'm still getting paid.
And now we're asking for people to do an impression of a mouse to say Monday completed.
Yeah, well, just to show how the show's evolved over 3 years. The levels. I mean, that's the word I need to just say. Levels. That's where we're at now. Thank you, honey. We can't mention the birthday, obviously. No one cares.
No.
Not from me. But 3 years, though. I mean... 5:28, big drive home, A to Z of music coming up very soon. Just looking at the Sky News ticker, it says that temperatures in China yesterday hit 52.2 centigrade.
That's an oven.
52 degrees. That's not even possible, is it?
But it is.
Well, no, but you couldn't walk around in it.
No. You couldn't. You can't walk. I've been to Dubai when it's like 40, 45.
Yeah.
You can't. You walk out. Outside and you're instantly too hot.
Yeah, somebody we were talking to, Jamie popped in, didn't he? Remember producer Jamie from Breakfast? He was in the other day because he now lives abroad in Oman.
Oman, yeah.
And it's so hot there. He said they have to open up the shopping centres in the morning just so you can get your steps in. So they open up the big lakeside type places at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Air conditioning.
Yeah, the shops aren't open, but it's just so you can walk around to get your steps in.
It's unbelievable.
52.2, that is crazy.
They've completed it.
They've completed it, mate, yeah. Wow. Big Drive Home birthday on Thursday.
No one cares.
Big Drive Home birthday's on Thursday. Please do not send us birthday cards and birthday cakes.
Don't send banners and cakes and stuff.
What did you ask for?
Banners.
Banners.
No, I didn't ask. I told you not to send them.
Don't send them. Because, yeah, I don't think us having chocolate cakes and stuff.
It wouldn't be appropriate, would it?
No, because we tell everyone else we don't care about.
If we made a big song about our birthday,
it'd be embarrassing.
It'd be rude, wouldn't it?
I think the boss
might just tip him. I mean, we've done well. That might just be the cake that broke the camera.
It could be. I mean, yeah. Please do not send any cakes or anything to the Icon Building, South End Western Esplanade, SS11EE. Because we don't want anything.
Don't want anything.
Here.
Because we're not.
Is that the right address? The Icon Building. Radio Essex.
Yeah, it is.
Care of Chris and Scott.
That's the right address, not to
Right on there, something like cakes inside. Be careful with them. Or something like that. If you were sending them.
Or happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Don't put happy birthday.
Don't write that.
Then you're Radio Essex, and then it would be Western Esplanade if you weren't writing this out, wouldn't it? And then Southend on the Sea. SS11EE, or just send it in a courier or whatever. Or don't send it in a courier.
Don't Google
That's
it.
Not what we want.
No, we don't, because no one cares.
Harry Styles, and as it was, 5:32. Big drive home, A13 London Road at Ash Road. Slow traffic through the roadworks and Greater Anglia services. Overhead line problems. Services at a stand currently on the Greater Anglia between Shenfield and Billericay.
Now, the A to Z of music.
Okay, A to Z of music is on, and it's the letter T, and it's a Monday.
Monday. Solo singers.
So we're looking for solo singers beginning with T. Tina Turner.
Tom Jones.
Tiny Temper.
Excellent collective musical tastes. The radio station where you can hear Tina Turner. Tiny Temper. Tina Turner, Tiny Temper, is like a tongue limit. What are they called? The tongue twister.
Tongue twister.
Yeah.
Teeny Tino. Teeny Tino. Tiny Temper,
Tina Turner, Tiny Temper. Tina Turner, Tiny Temper. Tina Turner, Tiny Temper. Tina Turner, Tiny Temper. Tina Turner, Tiny Temper.
You got it now. Tiny Temper, Tina Turner.
Tiny Temper, Tina Turner.
Yeah. Anyway.
We digress.
3 years, though.
I know.
Crazy. I know. Yeah, so those are some artists that you can choose from.
Tony Braxton.
Or Tina Turner, Tiny Temper, Tony Braxton. You can choose any of those.
Or Tom Jones.
We're not really a Tom Jones type station, are we?
Not really.
Not really.
We're a Tiny Temper, Tina Turner type station.
Very good.
Right, if you want to tell us who you think we should have, beginning with the letter T, who do you think should be in the A to Z of music? Tell us, we'll get it on. Tom Grennan, unfortunately a solo single beginning with the letter T, who we now can't include into the A to Z of music because we
just played it.
Didn't plan that well. But he was only one away from being voted as the person we were going to do, but he's not. We do have two people that got more votes, so that is good. Everyone relax.
Yes, everyone's a winner.
That would have been awkward.
It would have been.
Because he would have kicked off as well.
It would have found. You've already got this rivalry with your
Watford and Luton. Yeah, yeah.
And all that. So, you don't want to upset all.
I don't want any Luton.
Just what I nearly just said to
him. Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Anyway, Tom Grennan didn't win, but Will voted. Quite a lot of people did vote, but not as many as the people that voted for these two, and these two are what are going forward to battle out to be the A to Z of music champions for the letter T. Taylor Swift.
She's feeling 22.
Don't hear enough of her on this station.
No.
So Taylor Swift, if you want to hear Taylor Swift, just put Taylor again in your message box. Or just Taylor, you don't need to put again. 81400, put the word Essex and Taylor. Grab us on the app as well. Or Tina Turner.
Yeah.
Haven't got a clip of it, so it's just this bit. But this is the tune.
that's going to get really exciting.
Oh, there she is. The late Tina Turner as well.
Yes.
Teaming up with Kygo for the remix of What's Love Got To Do With It. If you want to hear Tina Turner, put Tina in your message box and we'll get on another burner from Turner. Or Taylor Swift. The choice is yours. Taylor or Tina? A1400, put the word Essex in the front of your message. Winning tune plays before six tonight.
Six.
5:46, big drive home. We do have issues on public transport. Greater Anglia services. The overhead line problems mean you've got buses replacing trains on the stretch between Shenfield and Billericay. So if you're coming home or expecting anyone in between Shenfield and Billericay, overhead line problems mean buses are running instead of trains between Shenfield and Billericay on the Greater Anglia line. We'll keep an eye on that for you as well. Right, 5:46, big drive home with Hannah Lane. It's Good Love. It's Radio Essex. It's Radio Essex, Hannah Lane and Good Love. 10 to 6, big drive home. We'll chat to Joseph Kinch very soon. Oh, no, we won't. Why are we not doing that?
Because this is the last link.
Where is he?
What?
Well, this isn't planned, is it?
Well so
is, are we finished now?
Yeah.
Cool. See you tomorrow. Have we got to talk for a bit?
Yeah, we've got to talk for a bit.
With Joe?
No, he's not here.
Where is he?
He's a big deal.
I can't believe it.
Let me do one of these because I've got one of these in.
Essex is the biggest county around the
world. Please, 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 good afternoon, guys. Any chance you could give me a mention as I prepare tea whilst I listen to you on the app? We're listening to you from Hereford and very envious of you being by the sea. From Tom.
Oh, thanks, Tom.
Hereford is now part of Essex. You are now by the sea, Tom. Hereford-on-Sea.
Hereford-on-Sea.
Yes, Hereford and Worcester's on sea in Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire. Worcestershire.
I thought Hereford was in Wales.
Joe!
Look at Joe! Look at Joe!
Joe!
He's just... Joe, you're missing
come
the radio,
chat.
Joe.
Come have a chat. He's in another world, isn't he?
Joe, what I think we should do?
Because he's done a show already today. He's like, oh, I've already been on today.
When he comes in,
yeah.
I think we should refuse to talk to him until he's late.
You can't shun Joe.
I'm going
to. Oh, right, okay. Yeah, so he wants to mention because he's living in Hereford.
Yeah.
He's very envious.
What are you doing in here?
Blame Stevie, he was talking to me.
What was he talking to you about?
Oh, just stuff.
You've ruined the last bit of Ash. We had a really good show.
Oh, yeah?
And you've ruined it.
Because you don't normally run over anyway, no?
No.
Ooh, no.
We didn't know it was our last link because you weren't here, and that normally, I made myself
look like I didn't know what was going on by saying, we should have a chat with Joe in a minute, and Tom went, this is your last link, so you're not talking to Joe.
Well, Scott.
What?
No one's going to complain if you just play the hits.
Joe what?
So
we're not even doing that though, are we?
We're
just chatting.
Yeah.
We're just talking to one of our listeners in Hereford.
Oh, right, nice.
Do you know where Hereford is?
Yeah.
By sea?
Yeah.
In Southend? Yeah. Essex?
Big county, isn't it?
Yeah. Great, it's the biggest county in the world.
Yeah.
It is.
What's coming up on your show? You've already been on the radio today.
Don't give him any airtime.
He doesn't need any more airtime. He's already done a show today.
I know.
Do you know what?
I'm back again.
The same stuff that's normally on his show.
Why don't you just repeat the other show, half 10 show, 10 o'clock show, just
this
play
one's
again.
Got better songs.
What you should have done is no time checks in the 10 till half 12 bit, and then just rolled the show again. No one would notice.
You could have been at home.
Yeah, but that's 2.5 hours and line's 4. So?
Yeah, all right, I haven't got the math.
We'd have to roll it up. We'd have to roll it 3 times, wouldn't we?
No, I think that's right. 2.5 times 3 isn't 4.
No.
Cut a bit off. No, I mean, you'd roll it this morning, then again.
He hasn't done his exams yet.
I'm falling asleep at the moment.
Uh-huh.
I'm tired.
I am.
I'm listening to our show and I'm falling asleep. So, Joe, you're going to need to step up.
Yep.
Liven it up a bit. Because we've had mouses
Listen, we've... It's our birthday on Thursday and you're spoiling
it's
it.
Your 3 years. 3 years. 3 years of this.
Do you know what? No one cares about our birthday.
No one.
You're going to have to bring a cake.
Well, you have a show where you don't do birthdays. Famously. You can't do birthdays. Your own.
No. Famously no. Have a show where we don't do birthdays. I've said on the radio, do not send birthday cards and especially chocolate.
You can't do 3 years of saying
those
we don't
little,
do birthdays.
Those little chocolate fairy cakes, the little chocolate.
I mean, do you know what?
What are they called?
They're called...
fairy cakes, little chocolate ones. No. The little ones in the little cases.
Swiss roll. No.
Yeah, that, even them. Sorry.
French fancy.
Yeah, little French fancy. I don't want French fancies turning up to Radio Essex, the Icon Building, Western Esplanade, Southend-on-Sea, Essex, SS11EE. I don't want anything like
he
that.
You said that
up.
3 times to make sure.
I've said the address to make sure no one accidentally sends us anything.
Yeah.
Because
you're
not allowed to solicit.
No, you're not. Because the boss is...
He doesn't like it.
He doesn't like
so
it.
So we're not...
Like birthdays.
I'm saying, please do not send it to us. And if you're coming down in the car, it's not next to Adventure Island.
Nah.
Right, so your show is next.
Yeah, about 8 o'clock.
Now we're over because you were late.
Uh-huh.
Only one person to blame.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Tina Turner won.
No, Joe, no, be bigger. Come on, please.
Didn't even let me guess.
Monday. Completed it, mate.
It's time. The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.